Oh my gosh.
Put your hands together for new Dr. Pepper Blackberry and Dr. Pepper Blackberry Zero Sugar.
There she is! Woohoo! Yeah! It's the old Dr. Pepper!
With sweet blackberry flavor!
Dr. Pepper Blackberry, I'm obsessed with your succulent taste. Please marry me!
No! Marry me! Marry me, or I'm gonna freak out!
Try new Dr. Pepper Blackberry.
It's a pepper thing!
You hear that? That's the sound of Pepsi Zero Sugar, the better tasting, more refreshing Zero Sugar Cola. Listen to that endless pour. Pure refreshment. If it sounds this good, just imagine how it tastes. Oh yeah, so good. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Let your taste decide.
Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast, or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation.
Yay!
Now, ladies and gentlemen, look who we have here in the Atlanta studio. Finally, it's Sherry Shepherd, and she's dishing with us all week long.
Yeah,
I'm so happy to be here.
Yes, we're so happy to have you. Sherry, welcome, welcome, welcome. And we've got a lot to dish today. All you straight men out there, if y'all are wondering, Rihanna is now single. Yeah, but y'all better hurry up because she's about to probably get with ASAP Rocky.
Plus, Serena Williams, honey, is not here for your questions about her friend, Megan Markel. He says no to plastic surgery, and Sherry, you got some baby news. Are you with Charlie?
Gary, no, my uterus is in the lobby. Not me. But three celebrities just welcomed babies, and we all have the deets on what we know so far.
And why is everybody mad at Beyonce? That and so much more. Let's do this, guys.
Rihanna is single again.
God is good.
Or is she? Because after 3 years together, Riri broke up with her billionaire boyfriend, Hassan Jameel, and it seems like she ain't even bothered.
Dang.
Over the weekend, she attended the Yams Day charity show in Brooklyn, where she spent time with her number one stan, Drake. But that's not all, y'all. She was also spotted with her new rumored boo thing, ASAP Rocky.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Ooh, of course, Riri fans really want a new album from her, but do y'all think she still got love on the brain?
I believe so. You know, she had kind of hung out with ASAP Rocky even before Jamal. Jameel.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Jameel.
Uh-huh, Jameel. So I think she probably just went to that old thing.
But so now she would break that hotline is blinging now.
Yeah, but my thing is, she done lost her damn mind. It is hard for you African-American women to get a damn man with money. She had a billionaire. And you gonna drop your damn billionaire for a broke rapper? But no way.
She needs the money. She's getting so much money left and right. And word on the street is, too, like, I heard that she actually separated from dude, like, 6 months ago.
Wow.
But they was just
so he been single this whole time?
I know.
I could have put my eHarmony profile out.
That's what I'm saying. You could have got it. I mean, this man is a billionaire. I mean, billionaire.
But let me tell you something about billionaires and dating men with money. They are very controlling.
So what y'all think? Y'all think this is pushing her closer? Because, you know, Adele, when she goes through a breakup, we already know that album is coming.
Right.
Taylor Swift, that good album is coming about the breakup. But Rihanna, like I said, she is savage. Do y'all think this gonna push her in the studio?
I think so, because when you're with a billionaire, it's hard to make an album about I done lost the keys to my Rolls Royce.
Yeah.
You know, you need that creativity when you don't have it.
I think right now, I understand that Rihanna has her own millions and she could be close to a billion, but losing a billionaire, it hurts.
It sure damn does. I thought
we were there. I know it's
dumb. It's dumb.
And this is when you're going to get smoking weed on the balcony in Barbados, Rihanna, the Rihanna that we
that's
all
That's right,
knew
and that's what
she's
going
to
start writing them
that's
songs.
That's what Rocky going to bring.
That's what them songs sound like.
Well, all moving right. on, it's time to say what's up to the L.A. crew for the
what's
next story.
Hi,
Chewy, what up, y'all?
Hey,
but Chewy and I got you covered here in L.A., and something has just happened that we have been waiting for 15 years to happen, and it finally did.
What?
Ooh.
Jennifer Aniston and Brad what? Pitt are back together.
Oh, my God. I don't right, want
well,
them.
No, I don't want any. It's only for a moment. At the SAG Awards over the weekend,
okay.
Damn it. Jen won for her show, The Morning Show, and Brad won for his movie Once Upon mm-hmm. a Time in Hollywood.
Yes.
But the real win, at
oh,
least
so
for
sexy.
Us fans anyway, was backstage. When they came face to
wow.
face. That sounds dirty. They met
face to face.
Now, this is the first time that we've really seen them together, but apparently Brad Pitt was at Jennifer Aniston's Christmas party.
Okay.
So they're friendly.
They're cool.
Yes.
What do we think about this? We want
but
it to happen
intimate.
Or we want it to just be...
I do not want it to happen because you remember, everybody, mm-hmm. Brad Pitt cheated on Jennifer Aniston.
Uh-huh.
They had the perfect marriage. I loved it. But he got with Angelina Jolie on that,
and
on
and
that
you could
movie,
see it
Mr.
Happen.
And
you
Mrs.
watch that
Smith.
Movie, you could see
and
it happen.
The chemistry,
oh,
the chemistry
the
is crazy.
But most people would have cheated on their significant other with Angelina
right.
Jolie during that time.
No.
Like, you know,
yeah, but you can get
no.
with her. Okay, I could probably get past that because probably I would get with her if I was on set.
Yes.
But you went and married her and had 25 kids with her.
Bought all the
no. The heart knows what it
no,
wants.
Portia, that's, okay. That's almost
and
better,
and
though,
and
isn't
correct.
It, Portia? Because then you go, wow, maybe it really was meant to be because it wasn't just a set fling. It
I don't want you to be happy.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. But look, Heidi, now she's got to get with, if she gets with Brad, she's automatically
so
getting seven children. How many
yeah,
kids
right. oh,
now
no.
you're a baby mama
but
six kids.
But she should be okay
kids.
With that yep. because she still gets mm-mm. those friends checks,
well,
so
yeah,
she's all right.
She's okay money-wise, but that really cramps the lifestyle when all the like, hey, babe, you want to go to Cabo this weekend? Oh, sorry, Jen. I got the six kids this weekend. We can't.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
And it's a lot like those babies
her,
all the time.
I've seen her house in Cabo, and it's pretty big, so she has room for all those babies.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
But
like,
those kids don't even
death.
Really
they
rock
don't,
with Brad Pitt like that.
No, but you know, let me tell you something. I have gotten with the man who has kids, and you're always competing with the kids.
That's
especially
right.
if they have daughters.
Those girls are always going to be number one.
Mm-mm.
It's just the babies are going to be number one.
And when she was with him before, it was just Brad. She could have sex with him all day, walk around booty
not
naked
anymore.
All day, and just lick
right.
him. But now you got all these children.
The kids
around.
Ain't going to be there. Why y'all keep making the kids show
mothers? Well, you guys, it is a baby bonanza in Hollywood. It is no secret what these stars were doing over spring break last year. And I'm so excited. My girl Ashley Graham and her husband Justin Irvin welcomed
nice.
Their first child.
Yeah. Congratulations.
No. They welcomed a baby boy on Saturday, but we don't know the name yet. But we have been seeing Ashley Graham everywhere with her belly, the body
she's
acceptance,
so
and just her belly and being a mommy. She's so beautiful, and she's wanted a child for so long.
I think I read somewhere she named the baby Leroy Irvin.
Leroy Irvin?
You just saying it because her husband black.
Oh,
you ain't that's why.
Leroy.
They named that baby Leroy.
Leroy, if you're nasty. DJ Khaled and his wife Nicole Tucker parents again. Now Khaled shared this picture where he's high-fiving the doctor saying, thank you, Allah. Thank you, my queen, Nicole. Bless up, Dr.
Nice.
Jen.
Another one.
Congratulations
one.
To them.
Another one.
I like that he's giving his wife props. He's calling her queen because, you know, to bring a life into this world,
this,
Portia, it costs.
Mm-hmm. It does, and I need you to thank me immediately.
Yes. And when you're 44.
Yes.
When you're 44, let me tell you something. I thought I was going to die when I had Jeff.
They said we had geriatric pregnancy.
That's what I named Jeffrey's middle name. Geriatric.
Christina Milian and her boyfriend, singer-songwriter Matt Pecora, welcomed their first child. And Christina shared this pic with the caption, and so we begin. Isaiah 1:20-20, simply perfect. The world is yours, son.
Aww.
Love mom and dad. Yo, Christina.
She had a quick pregnancy.
Did
we find out at the last month?
But we found out a little while.
That baby popped
out
bad.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah. Okay. Now, Cameron Diaz and her husband, Benji Madden, surprised everyone when they announced the birth of their daughter a few weeks ago. Well, now we know
the baby's full name and birthday. She was born on December 30th, and her full name, y'all ready for this?
I'm ready.
Radix Chloe Wildflower Madden.
But you have to think, here's the thing, here's what happened here. Drew Barrymore, who's kind of hippie-ish and all of that, she's friends with Cameron Diaz.
Yeah,
so she probably was like,
you know, I think you should put wildflower somewhere in the name.
Yeah, I thought Hardy was having a stroke for a second. Yeah, I don't know what was happening right there.
All right, up next, Serena Williams does not, honey, want to talk about Meghan Markle. We'll tell you about it after the break. Dish
Nation. So, Brad, how did you sleep last night?
Well, not so good. I kept waking up with a stiff neck and back.
You know what? I've been there before. You spend way too much on a mattress and still don't get a good night's sleep.
Exactly.
Well, if you're struggling to get a good night's sleep, you've got to try Purple Mattress.
Now, how is Purple different from these other mattresses, Head Crack?
Well, the Purple Mattress will probably feel different than anything you've ever experienced because it uses a one-of-a-kind Purple Grid. Now, the Purple Grid feels very unique because it's both firm and soft at the same time, and you get a 100-night risk-free free trial, and if you're not fully satisfied, you can return your mattress for a full refund backed by a 10-year warranty, free shipping, and returns when ordered from Purple.com.
Okay, I'm sold.
You're gonna love Purple, and right now our viewers will get a free Purple pillow with the purchase of a mattress. That's in addition to all the great deals that they're offering site-wide. So just text DISH to 84888. The only way to get this pillow for free is to text DISH to 84888. That's DISH to 84888.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation. Yay! Well, it seems there's some bad blood between Taylor Swift and Justin Bieber.
Again?
Lord, she officially is crowned the petty queen, peppermint petty. Okay, so here's what went down, okay? Taylor had booked a private session at a popular West Hollywood gym. So guess what she did, y'all?
What she did?
Man, she had kicked everybody out the whole gym from working out, including Justin Bieber.
She should have.
Did he leave?
Well, reportedly, Justin didn't budge till after his workout.
There you go.
Right. Source claims it wasn't personal, so, you know, she just wanted all the people out of the gym, so she shut it down.
We missing the point, though. It was a private session, so that means it was private for her. That everybody need to go.
No, but Bieber was in a private session, too.
As well. Exactly. Yeah, it sounds like everybody was working out in the gym.
And but she don't need all that space to work out them sticks. You only need a barbell.
That's right.
She got but, you know, but her and Justin got Scooter Braun in common, because, you know, Taylor has that whole dispute with Scooter Braun.
True.
About owning her masters. Owning her masters, and Justin just represents Scooter.
Or it could be Selena Gomez. Remember
when you're friends with somebody's ex, like, he's the bad guy in both their eyes.
He didn't leave, though.
He didn't leave. He shouldn't have left.
Okay.
Right. He threw a barbell at her and kept going.
She petty. She been petty. This sound right up her alley.
Peppermint petty.
Yeah, she is.
It's petty LaBelle. Okay, so Gary, I know you're used to doing the Royal Report, but since Meghan, is that how you say her name? Meghan Markle and Prince Harry are no longer in the royal family, I'm going to take over.
Uh-oh.
Now, apparently, a reporter at the Australian Open tried to bait Serena Williams and question her about her girl Meghan Markle and a step back from the royal family. And Serena, the friend, was not having it.
Yes, I bet.
Your good friend Meghan Markle and her husband Harry have taken a move, a stance that many people think is extraordinary and historic. What are your feelings about that, and have you spoken to her?
Yeah, I am. I have absolutely no comments on anything with that. We could try.
Baby, I don't even know how he got the courage to ask her a question. Like, the whole look on her face. It was like that resting bitch, I don't even want to be here. No,
that's that face that got me smacked in the mouth when I was 11.
But Serena should have answered the question. I mean, if we ask you something about your best friend, Niecy Nash, I want you to answer the question.
I will give you that look like, ask me one more time.
Exactly. And I'm sure when she went into that interview, she told them she did not want to discuss Meghan Markle.
Yes. But you can't blame her from trying.
You know, that's what Gary do. He'll try it anyway. He had everybody hating us like, Gary, I told you don't do that.
Oh my God, he got a lot of haters.
I know.
Y'all know what time it is.
It's deal time.
Need a durable suitcase to fit all your travel needs? Then you're going to love the lightweight Heritage Travelwear 20-inch carry-on suitcase. It's perfect if you need luggage that meets most U.S.-based airline carry-on size requirements, and it fits into most overhead bin compartments. Also, this bad boy has multi-directional four-wheel spinners that allow for smooth 360-degree movement and a durable ABS with color-block polycarbonate film exterior with fully lined tear-resistant interior as well.
This is just what I need for traveling. Tell me more.
Well, Brad, there's a roomy main compartment with garment restraints. The front lid of the suitcase has a large U-shaped zipper pocket, a mesh zipper pocket, two elastic open-top shoe pockets, and features premium zippers that are long-lasting.
Oh, head crack, say no more. I'm sold. How much is it?
Well, the Heritage Travelwear 20-inch color block hardside carry-on suitcase usually has been seen as high as $200. Mm. But for the Dish Nation viewers, it's only
$49. Oh, $49?
Just roll up TheMorningSave.com and say Dish Nation sent you.
All right, y'all. Up next, find out why fans are calling out Beyonce over her Adidas Ivy Park collection. We'll have more details after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all. Welcome back to Dish Nation. Uh-oh, looks like the Queen Bee's Bootylicious Beehive members have their stingers out, baby. Ooh. Because Beyoncé's unisex Adidas by Ivy Park collection forgot to include extended sizes for a thick chicks. The what? Ones with a little more junk in the trunk.
Oh.
Queen forgot about them, y'all. So prior to the release of Ivy Park, it was announced that the line would only carry the sizes XS, which is extra small, and XL, which is extra large. But some fans are upset because that line doesn't offer extended sizes. You know, the 3X, the 4X, and et cetera. Now, one fan tweeted, "I love Beyonce. I am a noted member of the Beehive. It is also incredibly disappointing that a woman who has made inclusion a part of her brand willfully excluded plus-size people from her athleisure line. And this is not the first time."
And Beyonce comes from Houston, the city where big girls
are. It's country.
Very country. And a lot of the Houston sisters was upset, too, because the bigger queens, honey, they were upset, honey, that she didn't have something for them neither. So,
I'm not willing to give up on Beyonce. I think it was just an oversight.
Why is it an oversight?
Because I can't fit nothing either. I need the XXL.
First of all, I don't think it's an oversight because the XL is a 16-18 in Adidas. So that is plus size.
We are screaming for something that's fashionable that is in our size. And I'm talking bigger than a 20. We want it, and they will buy it.
Well, why don't y'all just take a piece? Like, get the jacket, but don't get the pants.
Well, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to buy three of them and sew them together.
Okay, now, y'all know, honey, how I've always watched my girl, Miss Wendy Williams, every day. Every day. And yesterday, honey, as I was just sitting on my couch watching her Hot Topics, I could not believe what she said about my niece, Portia.
What did she say?
Baby, she said something about you, Portia, honey, that Miss Diane and Lauren. Look at this.
So I turned on The Real Housewives last night, the most beautiful set of family on that entire show goes to Portia, Portia's sister, and her Portia's mom. But that Portia with lashes, without lashes, short hair, long, that mother, like, Cynthia, you're beautiful. I know you're the supermodel. And you and Portia are equally beautiful. But, and your mom, Cynthia, is beautiful, but Mrs. Williams, she's beautiful. And the other takeaway was Portia was sitting there with a t-shirt with DeBrat on it, which I like, you know, because they do the Dish Nation show.
Hey!
Wendy always be instigating. I love her. You know, she give you a compliment, be like, but then throw a knife in your neck.
Yes. I love her for that. That is so sweet.
But it's true, though.
Girl, when your mama walked in the studio, I was like, damn.
When I was in school, the kids would come, when your mom, when Miss Diane coming up here, like when your mama Diane.
I asked you that two weeks ago.
All right, coming up, we're going to tell you what the singer Pink said about plastic surgery, and you might be surprised. All of this and more after the break.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. So Singer Pink is opening up about something that we all deal with. Getting old.
Yes. It's a blessing. Mm-hmm.
It is a blessing. It really is, mm-hmm. Portia. Pink says she will not get any cosmetic procedures or plastic surgery.
Okay.
She tweeted, "Dear me, you're getting older. I see lines, especially when you smile. Every once in a while, you consider altering your face, and then you watch a show where you want to see." I don't know why I sound like Katharine Hepburn. "I want to see what the person is feeling, and their face doesn't move. I cannot get behind it. I just can't."
All right.
Pink then encouraged her followers to get on board and age the old-fashioned way with her.
Okay.
What do you think about that?
I personally have no problem with you getting older. You should love that you're getting older and just maybe tweak a little things here and there. Maybe not change your whole face, but you can certainly tweak and be free to do that.
They get addicted. When you're watching a movie, maybe it's a period piece or something, and you see all the work they got done in the big giant Da Vinci veneers, and you're like, this is the 1800s.
Well, that's what black people do when they get money. They get their teeth fixed, so that's not a big deal.
Well, watch the chompers is what I'm saying.
Right, I mean, Great Wall of Teeth.
There was one movie we were watching, and one of the actresses, she was a crackhead. She had the whitest teeth.
Yeah.
I'm like, what crackhead has got what?
It must have been her first day smoking.
Yeah, you got it.
First day on the job. I just started.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to MorningSave.com and take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
Here's a friendly suggestion. Those beautiful views deserve some new frames. Custom designs and superior service make getting new windows a work of art. A free, no-pressure renewal by Andersen consultation is just a call or click away. When it's time to talk windows, we'll bring the wisdom. Renewal by Andersen.